The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about our first reading here today, and I hope you find this helpful. So here's from the book of Numbers, with this line about the people wandering in the desert, going from Egypt to the promised land. They're led by Moses. And it says, "With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and against Moses." Let's have a little tiny thought about complaining today, okay? Because I think you'll come to discover that the complaints of these people here in the Bible, there are complaints too. So let me try to situate everything that you heard here in the first reading, okay? So here's the context. God delivered his people from slavery in Egypt by working 10 spectacular miracles. You've heard of them, the 10 plagues of Egypt, but God's honest truth, they were 10 spectacular miracles. And the people were set free from 400 years of slavery, but no sooner had they been set free from slavery that they began to complain against God and against Moses. And they said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out here into the desert? We're going to die out here in the desert. We want to go back. We want to go back." So God says to Moses, "Tell you what you do. I'm going to show the people a miracle the likes of which they've never seen before. Take your staff in your hand. Stretch out your right hand over the Red Sea and watch this." And all through the night, strong east wind roared across the waters. And the Red Sea was divided like a wall to their right and to their left. And the people passed through dry shod safely on the land. A miracle that they would never forget. However, just three days later, the events of our first reading take place. And the people start complaining once again to God and to Moses, forgetting all the blessings that God has given them. And they say, "Where's our food? Meh, meh, where's our water? We don't like this food. We want to go back." And the Bible says that the heart of Moses was wearied and the heart of the Lord was grieved. Why was the heart of the Lord grieved at the complaining of the people? You want to know why? It's because every complaint is a lack of faith. Think about that. Every complaint, and I'm not talking about legitimate things, wrongs that you need to set right. I'm talking about belly aching. Talking about complaining, like we all do. Every complaint is a lack of faith. And we're just like these people here in the Bible. We're just like them. We have been blessed in our own time with comforts the likes of which have never before been seen in history. Honestly. I mean, you go into a grocery store, look around, and just, who in history has ever had the blessings and the abundance that we have? But don't we complain at the slightest inconvenience? Our hearts turn on a dime. And we forget all the blessings that God has given us and we act like petulant, spoiled, entitled children. Just as an aside, the happiest people I've ever seen in my life have been the most deprived people, the most deprived. When I was in Haiti, I was up in the mountains, and when I was in Rwanda, Central Africa, and you'd think, oh, those poor people with their great sufferings and deprivations, they must be so unhappy. Let me tell you, happiest people I've ever seen. You want to know why? It's because they had gratitude. It's because they had gratitude, and that taught them great joy. We hearts turn on a dime and we forget all that God has done for us. So you know what the antidote is? What the antidote to that is to learn to praise God when you feel like complaining. Because complaining has the same effect as poison. You notice here in the scriptures, as soon as the people complained, God sent serpents that bit the people, and then the people got poisoned. Why'd that happen? Well, God gives us freedom, but he allows us to experience the consequences of our own freedom. And one of the consequences of complaining, I tell you, it acts like poison. It acts like poison. Ask yourself next time you complain and bellyache about something, do you really feel any better? Doesn't it make you feel more angry than you did when you started? And how about its effect on other people? Name me somebody who appreciates a good complainer, right? What happens when you complain? People get up and walk away. Their lives are hard enough. They don't want to have to deal with it. And our relationship with God, poisoned as well, because complaints kill faith. Every time we complain, it's like a little delivery of atheism given on the installment plan. What's the antidote? If you learn how to praise God even when you feel like complaining, that's the antidote. So here in the Bible, when the people complained and they were bitten, God said to Moses, make a serpent, put it up on a pole. Everybody who looks at the serpent will be healed. Did you know that serpent was a prefiguring of the cross? Because all of the trouble began with a serpent, didn't it? Back in the Garden of Eden, with our sin, with our suffering, with our death. Prefigurement of the cross, though. Because Jesus took the sin and the suffering and the death onto himself. And he turned the curse into a source of healing. So next time you feel like complaining, try this. Look up at a crucifix. Turn to God in faith and pray. And I tell you, you will feel healing. You will feel healing because you see what your Savior went through for love of you. We need just a little bit of faith in the divine physician. Yeah, things go wrong in life, don't they? Yes, they do. Little tiny bit of faith to recognize that what seems like a curse is actually given to us for our betterment. It's actually given to us for our healing. You know, the Israelite people would look back one day on their time in the desert as one great big blessing. If we have just a little bit of faith, we can do the exact same thing with our hardships and turn them into praise, even when we feel like complaining. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. Turibius, pray for us.